occupation of Kuwait, military interventions against Iraq, brutal repression of the Palestinian people, assassination of common people and political figures in Iran, and terrorist bombings in countries such as Iraq, Afghanistan, and Lebanon are examples of violence in this region in the last three decades. What has been and continues to be practiced against the innocent people of Palestine is nothing less than structural violence. Palestine is under occupation. The basic rights of the Palestinians are tragically violated, and they are deprived of the right of return and access to their homes, birthplace, and homeland. Apartheid as a concept can hardly describe the crimes and the institutionalized aggression against the innocent Palestinian people. The human tragedy in Syria represents a painful example of catastrophic spread of violence and extremism in our region. From the very outset of the crisis, and when some regional and international actors helped to militarize the situation through infusion of arms and intelligence into the country and active support of extremist groups, we emphasized that there was no military solution to the Syrian crisis. Pursuit of expansionist strategies and objectives and attempts to change the regional balance through proxies cannot be camouflaged behind humanitarian rhetoric. The common objective of the international community should be a quick end to the killing of the innocent, while condemning any use of chemical weapons. We welcome Syria's acceptance of the Chemical Weapons Convention and believe that the access by extremist terrorist groups to such weapons is the greatest danger to the region that must be considered in any disarmament plan. Simultaneously, I should underline the illegitimate and ineffective threat to use, or the actual use of force will only lead to further exacerbation of violence and crisis in the region. Terrorism and the killing of innocent people represent the ultimate inhumanity of extremism and violence. Terrorism is a violent sport and knows no country or national borders. But the violence and extreme actions, such as the use of drones against innocent people in the name of combating terrorism, should also be condemned. Here, I should also say a word about the criminal assassination of Iranian nuclear scientists. For what crimes have they been assassinated? The United Nations and the Security Council should answer the question, have the perpetrators been condemned? Unjust sanctions as manifestation of structural violence are intrinsically inhumane and against peace. And contrary to the claims of those who pursue and impose them, it is not the state and the political elite that are targeted, but rather it is the common people who are victimized by these sanctions. Let us not forget millions of Iraqis who, as a result of sanctions, covered in international legal jargon, suffered and lost their lives, and many more who continue to suffer all through their lives. These sanctions are violent, pure and simple, whether called smart or otherwise, unilateral or multilateral. These sanctions violate inalienable human rights, inter alia, the right to the peace, right to development, right to access to health and education, and above all, the right to life. Sanctions, beyond any and all rhetoric, cause belligerence, war-mongering, and human suffering. It should be borne in mind, however, that the negative impact is not merely limited to the intended victims of sanctions. It also affects the economy and livelihood of other countries and societies, including the countries imposing sanctions. Mr. President, Excellencies, violence and extremism nowadays have gone beyond the physical realm and have unfortunately afflicted and tarnished the mental and spiritual dimensions of life in human societies. Violence and extremism leave no space for understanding and moderation as the necessary foundations of collective life of human beings and the modern society. Intolerance is the predicament of our time. We need to promote and reinforce tolerance in light of the religious teachings and appropriate cultural and political approaches. The human society should be elevated from the state of mere tolerance to that of collective collaboration. We should not just tolerate others. We should rise above mere tolerance and dare to work together. People all over the world are tired of war, violence, and extremism. They hope for a change in the status quo. And this is a unique opportunity for us all. The Islamic Republic of Iran believes that all challenges can be managed successfully through a smart, judicious blend of hope and moderation. Warmongers are bent on extinguishing all hope, but hope for change, for the better, is an innate, religious, widespread, and universal concept. Hope is founded on the belief in the universal will of the people across the globe to combat violence and extremism, to cherish change, to oppose imposed structures, to value choice, and to act in accordance with human responsibility. Hope is, no doubt, one of the greatest gifts bestowed upon human beings by their all-loving creator. And the moderation is to think and move in a wise, judicious manner, conscious of the time and the space, and to align exalted ideals with choice of effective strategies and policies while cognizant of objective realities. The Iranian people, in a judiciously sober choice in the recent elections, voted for the discourse of hope, foresight, and prudent moderation, both at home and abroad. In foreign policy, the combination of these elements means that the Islamic Republic of Iran, as a regional power, will act responsibly with regard to regional and international security and is willing and prepared to cooperate in these fields bilaterally as well as multilaterally with other responsible actors. We defend peace based on democracy and the ballot box everywhere, including in Syria, Bahrain, and other countries in the region, and believe that there are no violent solutions to world crisis. The bitter and ugly realities of the human society can only be overcome through recourse to and reliance on human wisdom, interaction and moderation, securing peace and democracy, and ensuring the legitimate rights of all countries in the world, including the Middle East, cannot and will not be realized through militarism. Iran seeks to resolve problems, not to create them. There is no issue or dossier that cannot be resolved through reliance on hope and prudent moderation, mutual respect, and rejection of violence and extremism. Iran's nuclear dossier is a case in point. As clearly stated by the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, acceptance of the inalienable right of Iran constitutes the best and the easiest way of resolving this issue. This is not political rhetoric. Rather, it is based on a profound recognition of the state of technology in Iran, global political